Shavua Tov Mevarach, Rabbi Kovacs here, Mishnah Yomi, is starting chapter 2 of Sanhedrin. Kohen Godol, the high priest, Dan, he may serve as a judge. V'dani noto, he can be tried in court. As we mentioned yesterday in the first chapter, if it's a capital offense, he has to go to the high court of 71 Yerushalayim, but a regular monetary transactional case could be even 3 judges. Me'id, he can testify as an aid. Me'idi noto, and they can testify against him in court. It's part of going to court. Choletz, he may perform chalitza. Again, that's the alternate to yibum, to release the widow of his brother without children to marry someone else. V'chotzin le'ishto, and his brothers may perform chalitza to release the widow of a kohen gadol to marry outside the family. O miyabnin et ishto, and the brothers could also marry the widow of a kohen gadol in yibum. Aval hu, but he, the kohen gadol, Eino miyabem, he may not marry the widow of his brother in Yibum, Ibneshu Asur Belmana, because a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana, a widow. Whereas his brothers are regular Kohanim who cannot marry a Grusha, but may marry an Almana. Now back in Yavama, we did mention an Almana from Erusin, from Kedusha, in the first stage of marriage, that she's still Betula, might be a little different, but you know, there's reasons that's not included here. Met lo met, somebody passes away who is closely related to a Kohen Gadol, and now normally people would go to the funeral in such a case, but a Kohen, and especially a Kohen Gadol, is not permitted to become ritually impure, even to attend the funeral of a close relative. So what does he do? Eino yotze achramita, he does not follow after the procession, the funeral procession, carrying the body of the deceased family. Elahen nichsi, and rather the procession goes down a street, they turn the corner to a new street, hu nigle, and he appears on the previous street. Hen niglin, they come onto a street, hu nichse, he needs to turn away from that street. So he's following after the procession, but not at the same time on the same street. So he's not in view of the funeral procession. V'yotze imahem, and he goes out with them, you know, at a distance, od petachir, up until the entrance to the city, divrei Rebbe Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, he says, Eino yotze min hamikdash, he doesn't leave the temple at all. Shnemar min hamikdash lo yotze. This is in Vayikra chapter 21, Leviticus 21, when it talks about Kohanim not attending funerals, and especially the Kohen Gadol not leaving the temple, according at least to Rabbi Yehuda. Ukoshehu menachem acherim, when the Kohen Gadol consoles and offers condolences to other people in mourning. Derech kol am ovrin b'zei achar zei. It's normal custom for people to pass in lines past the mourners and offer them words of consolation. Here with the Kohen Gadol, hamemune mimotzo beino levena am. He has the deputy Kohen Gadol who's keeping him a little apart from the crowd, a little bit out of the mix of the crowd, so he's not jostled around. Ukoshehu mitnachem me'acherim, when he receives consolation from others, we see minachem is to console, and mitnachem is to be consoled. Kol ha'am omrim lo, all the people pass in front of him, and they tell him, anu kaparatcha, we are your atonement, we're trying to bear the burden of your loss for you. After all, the Kohen Gadol can't even go to the funeral of his relative. Hu omer lehem, and he tells them, titvarchu min ha'shamayim, you should be blessed from heaven. He gives them a bracha, and we have a similar phrase you'll hear Sfardim say when they're consoling, Tinu chamu min ha'shamayim, you should have nachama from heaven. Kashem mavrinoto, when they give the sudat havra, we learned about Masechet Brachot, the first meal that mourners eat after the funeral is not from themselves, it's provided by the community. Community members come and feed them. Kula am mesubin ala aretz, all those people sit on the ground. Vahu, the Kohen Gadol, mesiv ala safsal, he sits up on the bench as befitting his honor. Now on to Mishnah Beit HaMelech. Now the rest of this chapter is about a king. Lo don, he may not be a judge, v'lo doninoto, and we do not take him to court. Now in the Gemara they explain, this is about Malchei Yisrael, kings of Israel. However, kings from the Davidic monarchy, and of course Melech HaMashiach comes from Melech David, King David, they could go to court, and they could be judges, but there was an incident by the kings of Israel where one of them would not respect the court, would not stand up in court, and it caused a big deal. It was a big conflict between the judiciary and the monarchy, so for perhaps political reasons, our sages enacted, we do not take the kings of Israel to court, whereas the kings of Beit David were cooperating with the Sanhedrin. The Mishnah adds, lo me'id, he does not testify about other people, lo me'idinoto, and no one testifies about the king. Lo choletz, he does not do chalitza to release the widow of his brother. V'lo choltzin l'ishto, and his brothers do not do chalitza if the king has a widow and no children. Lo miyabem, the king does not marry his brother's widow in yibam. V'lo miyabmin l'ishto, and his brother would not marry a king's widow if he passes without children. Rabbi Huda does say, im rotzo l'chlotz oliyabem, if a king wanted to do chalitza or yibam, zachor l'tov, it's a mitzvah to help his brother's widow, and he should be remembered for good. Amru lo, the other sages of Yehuda, ain't shomim lo, he would not listen to a king, even if he's trying to do a mitzvah. It's the kavod of the monarchy. It's not just his personal honor, it's the honor of the institution of the monarchy, the kingship, and we would not let him impugn on that. V'ein nosin omenato, and no one can marry the widow of the previous king. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, now Rabbi Yehuda says, Nosei Hamelech Omenato Shel Melech. He says the next king could marry the widow of the previous king. And he brings a proof, Sheken Matzino B'David, we find by King David, Shenosa Omenato Shel Shol. He married a widow of Shol, the previous king. Shneemar, as there's Pasuk says, the second book of Shmuel, of Samuel, chapter 12, Ve'et no lecho, I will give you, Hashem is saying, et beit adonecha, the kingdom, the household of your master, your former master, King Shol, ve'neshei adonecha bechekecha, and also the women of your former master. So he's saying it could mean even the widow, whereas the other sages say, actually what happened was it wasn't the widow, it was the daughters of Shaul HaMelech, that King David married both Merav and, more famously, Michal. Not at the same time, of course, because they're sisters. And the Bartner brings the halacha actually is like Rabbi Yehuda, though maybe not exactly for his reason. And this comes up in Tanakh, in 2 Shmuel, the second book of Samuel, chapter 16, when there's a rebellion of Avshalom against his father David. David runs out of Yerushalayim under threat and leaves some of his concubines behind to manage the house. And Achitophel, a very wise, but in this case very evil and wicked man, advises Avshalom to sleep with the concubines of your father. And of course, only a king can marry the wife of a former king. So in this way, Achitophel is telling Avshalom, you're showing the public that you are now the true king, and you're repudiating King David, your father, making him the former king. And you can go on to chapter 17 to see what happens to Achitophel after that. Yishar kochachem, Shavua Tov.